The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network over at noodle.mx and is sponsored by me and my company, D. Joseph Design, from djosephdesign.com. That's where my portfolio is. Go there, check out what I can do, website design, presentation design, design a podcast cover art for your podcast, or I can even help you get started podcasting. Check it out, D. Joseph Design. You have a message that deserves to look great. So make your next message look or sound great by hiring me to design it or produce it for you, and it'll be just awesomeness. The Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Use it in place of H-E double hockey sticks, and you will find your life a whole lot more enjoyable. Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Find it at a Disney Channel near you. The new hell.
Ducky.
It's time for the Ramen Noodle, episode 49, Schizoflipperia.
How do you spell that?
That's how you're going to say it.
Oh, great. It's payback time.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle. I'm your host, The Ramen Noodle, also known as Daniel Lewis, and this is the podcast where you get seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. And today, we have something special in store for you, a special guest for you. But before we get to the special people, well, he's a special person in his own right. He's very special.
Oh.
Is my normal co-host, my special normal co-host, Jeremy, live in the studio.
I can now honestly say I've been called normal. That's great.
Although, do you take that as an insult?
At this point, a little bit.
I know another Jeremy that considers being called weird a compliment.
It's true.
And being called normal, an insult.
Mm-hmm.
But also joining us via Skype is another person. I don't know if he's weird or normal yet, but it's Mike from the Too Much Information podcast at tmipodcast.com. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Good. I'm glad that, you know, you follow that typical radio host script and all of that. You
it's
read
good
that.
To be here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, there are certain events in life that always follow the exact same script. Like graduation speeches always say, I'd like to thank my parents, my brothers and sisters, and my friends, you know, all of that. And whenever you appear on a radio show or a TV show or something, you always say, thank you, it's good to be here.
But not always. It's good
to be here. Like almost always.
Whether it's true or not.
Yeah, I was going to say, not if you're honest and it's really not good. And you're like, yeah, whatever.
Or one of my favorites now to make fun of is people who say, or when, just the saying of, it's good to meet you.
Oh.
Because if you've just met the person.
How do you know?
Yeah.
That's the safest time to say it.
That may have been the worst moment of your life. You just don't know it yet. You it was the beginning of the end, but you didn't have a clue.
That's awesome.
You're going to destroy my life in 2 years. It's good to meet you.
Good to meet you. I have an ex-girlfriend I'd like to take that. Sorry, I don't think she listens.
I don't know.
You never know.
There was another podcast. Nobody's listening. I almost said the Ramen Noodle, but no, we took over for them. Nobody's listening. Had a story where one of the hosts, John, I think it was, and he's going to come on here sometime in the future. But he told a story about a former girlfriend, and somehow she heard the episode. Yeah.
Wasn't that the clown letdown episode?
Yes, it was. One of my favorites.
I'm a fanboy too.
Yeah, but it's gone.
It's gone.
It's time for the Ramen Noodle to rock and roll and take over for Clean Comedy Podcast.
All those listeners looking for a Clean Comedy Podcast. And you're there to give them what they need.
Don't turn to the Dirty Comedy Podcast.
It's like You'd think I'd search Twitter for any time anyone tweets anything about nobody's listening or looking for a new comedy, a clean comedy podcast.
Do you really do that?
I do.
Oh my goodness.
Nice.
Are you looking for a clean comedy podcast? May I suggest my own?
Maybe you would like ramen noodles.
And I do it in that voice too. No, I tweet in that voice.
I'm trying to figure out how to tweet in my voices, but...
You have to tweet in the fourth person. The fourth or fifth person. Grammar Girl doesn't talk about it much, but there is a fourth person.
That guy over there.
Yeah. I mean, like, you read this story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There was a fourth person there.
There was a fourth.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of a fourth person, it can be really expensive to have to get a fourth person into a meeting with you. Like, if that fourth person is somewhere in a fire, or if he's like distant or somewhere, trying to pay all the expenses and lodging and travel and all of that for him to come and join a meeting, or even worse, for you to try and go to a meeting, can be a huge hassle. It can cost a lot of money, and it is very difficult to do that in this economy. So that's why I recommend that you instead host your meetings online with a web conferencing solution. The solution I recommend, the easiest and most affordable, is GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix. You can reduce time on the road by presenting, training, or demonstrating online instead of having to get that fourth person in the fire with you to have your meeting. So our listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. For this special offer, you must visit gotomeeting.com/podcasts. That's gotomeeting.com/podcast for your free 45-day trial of GoToMeeting. That's over a $50 value. Thank you, Citrix, for your support.
Just add hydrogen.
That was last week's episode.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Still but works.
Kind of last week's, yeah.
Kind of last, no, definitely last
week's. Yeah, definitely last week's. We are pre-recording this episode, by the way, everybody. So it's not really at the time you think it was released. But speaking of last week, it's time for this. Funny stuff that happened from the last week. Well, let's see. Oh, yeah. I've been married for 2 weeks now, and I just got back from my honeymoon. And
there were bee carcasses everywhere.
It was so romantic. Now, my weeks have been like totally mixing up as I've been recording this podcast and everything. But last week, or in the last episode when we had Wayne Henderson on, he had Flipper on with him, and it reminded me about something that's been happening. This, at the time of this release, happened several weeks ago, but at the time of this recording, this happened like a couple weeks or last week, or I don't know when it is.
Your nose is bleeding.
Guys.
It's like Lost.
When are we? Freaking polar bears. I play a game called Team Fortress 2. It's a fun game. It's on Windows, and now it's on Mac.
And they don't sponsor this podcast.
No, they don't. And if anyone they wants should. To add me on Team Fortress 2 or Steam, which is the platform, then I'm Maverick Hawk on Steam. And you can look me up and add me, and it'd be all cool. And we could, you know, I'll hit you with a baseball bat. In love, of course. But
that'd be great.
Or an axe.
Yeah. Yeah. Or throw a sandwich at you.
Wow, that didn't sound good.
Actually, that would help them. But I just got this new MacBook Pro. It's a 17-inch MacBook Pro. It's like super souped up kind of MacBook Pro. Super, I mean, the chicken noodles are literally spilling out of this thing. It's so souped up. And this thing is nice and powerful. But even though it's a MacBook, it's twice as good in performance, like even gaming performance, from my old Alienware laptop, which is 3 years old. So when I got this thing, of course, I'm thinking, Team Fortress 2, baby. And this was shortly after Team Fortress 2 came out for Mac. So I'd been playing on my MacBook, and it's really fun. It's great to get back in the game and, you know, hit people with baseball bats and stuff. But a problem occurred recently that whenever I would speak in the game with my microphone, it would mess up. And I couldn't tell what people were talking about, but people were saying, "Hey, Maverick, we can't understand you." And then they start talking about it and explaining the sound to me, such that we came up with a name for the sound, and it's the name that was kind of officially adopted by other people that were having the problem, and that is Flipper on Crack.
Nice.
Because that's what it would sound like whenever I would speak. You couldn't hear anything I would say. You just hear this sound, and complete with spittle coming from your Mac.
Yeah,
and everything,
and landing on your pop filter.
That's what it's there for. It's a spittle filter.
Okay.
But Steam recently fixed the problem and broke Flipper's addiction to crack cocaine. And
so, does it sound like an actual dolphin?
Well, that's not how a dolphin sounds, but at least I no longer sound like Flipper on crack when I play.
They call Boing. Him Flipper on crack. Faster than lightning.
Jeremy, do you have something to share that has happened to you in the last week, or you think will have happened to you in the last week, or that just make up something.
I was hired at a rehab facility for dolphins, actually. A lot of them think their name is Flipper, but that's actually just a delusion. They get over it, apparently. I haven't been there very long. So we'll see how that goes.
What would that be called? Schizoflippier. Schizoflippia.
I think that is probably not one of the things that we... Because see, it's drugs, not insanity. So
Schizoflipperia. Oh, wait.
sounds like an upset stomach.
An upset dolphin stomach.
It's when you imagine multiple... dolphins with incontinence.
Episode title.
Yeah, you make a note of that. Huh. Mike.
Dolphins with incontinence. Yes.
What's something that's happened with you recently that's short and sweet?
Well,
and
my, this happened today, actually. I've been driving my uncle's car, who is off doing a show in another town, and he left it here for family to use who needed it, and I was using it, and it's a nice BMW M3. Ooh. nice little car. And so normally I drive a super awesome blue Dodge Caravan with a baby on board sticker, and I got two kids, you know. So
does it have wood paneling too?
No, it's not that cool. It's a little less cool than that, but maybe sometime, maybe I get a raise or something someday, I can upgrade. But right now it's just a regular one. But I was excited to drive this little Beamer because it runs so nice. It's hard though because you feel like you're going slower than you are, so you got to really watch it because it's so smooth, you know.
Oh yeah.
But it's old. The thing's got like 217,000 miles on it.
Oh, wow.
Because he travels so much. He's a performer, so he travels all the time. But so anyway, I'm driving it, and I've got it parked at the church where I work, and our church is big. It used to be a theater. There's a bunch of like events that come through, so they like rent it out as an event center now. And so there's all these people there, and I get done working in the office this afternoon, and I'm walking out to the car, and I'm strutting, you know, walking out to the Beamer. I'm like, check it out. I'm going to get in this super cool Beamer and drive away, and all y'all are going to want to be me, you know? And so I get in the car. I know, and people are actually watching. They're actually looking like, oh, look at that guy. He's doing well for himself. It's a nice little car. And so I get in, I turn the key.
and Flipper was in there?
Yeah, Flipper. With incontinence. It was a mess. No, it wouldn't start. And eventually I turned the key back, took it out, put it back in, and it started. But I drove away feeling a lot less cool than I thought. in the car because there were, I think there were probably some chuckles and stuff, people laughing at me, but good man, they probably could tell that I was thinking, man, I'm cool right now, but that's kind of how it works for me.
That's awesome.
Right when I think I get ahead, no.
God has been good to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't heard your I'm about to die of old age voice before.
That's not what that was.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not what that was. That was
Flipper. Was that a preacher
again.
Voice?
It was kind of an attempt to be, you know, a preacher voice.
Prosperity preacher voice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So God was good to you for only a short time.
He was good to me. And then he brought me back down.
Only a short time.
Yeah, I'm not being actually theologically correct at the moment.
That's okay.
Oh, boy. You know what? I don't think we had any feedback. I think we used up all of our feedback.
Aw.
Oh, no.
So, this is your chance. You could be sent to the head of the... Q.
You could be sent to the heavens.
If you want to send in your own feedback, tell us funny stories about you as a life amateur, funny things you've seen, or just share anything funny with us, whatever. You can send that to feedback@noodle.mx or call in to 859-353-4332 and we'll get you on the show in like some feedbacky sort of way.
Maybe. Unless nice. You are terrible.
Yeah. But we, right now, we even play the terrible ones sometimes.
It's true.
I don't understand
desperate.
That.
Not desperate. It's
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We're a little desperate.
Because we've got nothing left.
Easily entertained, not desperate.
But this is like the last ramen noodle that we're going to record before I get married. Well, no, there will be one more, I think, after this. Like an perhaps. Episode 49 and a half, maybe.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm making multiple podcasters fight each other to the death for who will get to be in that 49th and a half episode.
That's cool. I want to watch that.
Yeah, because we want to have our 50th episode be the start of season 3, but... I miscounted episodes at one point, and so I realized, oh, there's still going to be one more episode in September that we need to figure out. So it would be like 1 week after I get back from honeymoon, not the week after, but 1 week after. And I didn't want to start live podcasting again yet. But we'll figure that out, and it'll be like a 49th and a half episode. Yeah.
That's the name of it. It'll just be...
How do you spell that? But speaking of being spellbound, it's time for the featured story from you, Mike. Did you know you're going to share the featured story?
Oh, wait, what? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Good one.
I did know that. I actually have like a collection of 3 short ones. And with the whole marriage and honeymoon thing that... you're going through here. I say that like it's a bad thing.
Going through. I know what you're going through.
It's excited. I'm confused with the timing of where we're actually at in your whole marriage honeymoon situation right now. But I think you're somewhere near the end of your honeymoon or just ended or something. But I had a few funny things happen on my honeymoon. Like,
no way. Oh boy, this is going to be good. I can tell.
For instance,
interrupt you with his female voice.
Yeah. For instance, I actually had something. I was ready for that. Was when my wife got the black tongue.
Oh, wait.
See,
wait.
That's where that was.
No way. Oh boy, this is gonna be good. I can tell.
Oh my goodness.
There we go. Yeah, I just got too long on my intro there. I'm sorry. It's going to be really good. I could tell.
I'm going to take that mouse away from you. Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Apparently, there's not enough oxygen in the studio at this point.
So, I've been married 4 years, just over 4 years.
No, oh. Wait.
No way. No.
Wait, did
I'm
you
still
say
learning.
4 or 40?
4.
Okay.
4. So I'm still learning everything, but our honeymoon was fun. We went to San Antonio, Texas. Stayed right on the Riverwalk. It was great. It was beautiful. I think this happens to everybody on their honeymoon. Their wife gets an upset stomach. I've heard so many people say that happens on honeymoons. That happened to us. Our wife got upset. My wife got an upset stomach. Our wife.
Your wife, not mine. I've
some
got my
detail
own.
Being left out about this whole thing.
Yeah, ignore that. Okay, we're moving on. She got upset stomach, and so we stopped. You know, there's down there. I don't know. You guys ever been to San Antonio?
No, nope.
I have.
It's awesome. Down on the Riverwalk, there's like everything there. It's like a big mall and restaurants with a river down the middle of it. And there was a CVS pharmacy there. We went in and got some medicine. She took the medicine and everything.
There's everything there. Even a CVS pharmacy.
Even a CVS. That's right.
I'm going right. Now.
On the tourist. But yeah, I wasn't going to go, but now I am. So we went inside back to the hotel room. And I mean, her stomach was upset. Like on the way home from dinner, we couldn't even... We got into the hotel. She's going to hate me for this. We got into the hotel and we couldn't even go up to the room. She had to go to the bathroom in the lobby of the hotel.
I assume the restroom off the lobby of the hotel.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. The restroom in the lobby. Right. Like, she actually went into the restroom. And so she went in there.
Wow, that plan's growing really well now. Sorry, I'm making it worse.
Yeah,
that's fine. That's, you know, I'm making it better. So she, we get back up to the room and she's taking her medicine and she's starting to feel better. We're watching TV or whatever. She's starting to feel better. And she goes in the bathroom to, I don't know, brush her teeth or something. And she realizes her tongue is black. Her tongue is just black. And like not purple, like dark purple, but just, it's crazy. It looks like, I've heard of a disease where you like grow hair on your tongue and it looked like it could have been that. It was disgusting. And I was like, honey, what the heck? You know? And so we're trying to figure
it
out.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
And I called my mom because my mom used to work in hospitals and stuff. So she knows all about diseases and whatnot. And I was like, Mom, Melinda's tongue is black. What's going on? You know? And that's the worst thing. My mom was like, why are you calling me? It's your honeymoon. But, you know, I'm like, her tongue is black. It's crazy. And so, she has us, you know, check the box of medicine she took and like she took Pepto-Bismol, the chewables. And chewable Pepto-Bismol can turn your mouth colors, apparently. And it lasts like 12 hours.
Oh, my gosh. So
she had like black tongue for hours and hours. And it was the creepiest thing. Because we probably, for a good 45 minutes, maybe longer, to an hour, were wondering what had happened. And we thought maybe like this upset stomach was a symptom of something worse. And the tongue, you know. I just married this woman and I'm going to lose her. You know?
Oh, that's terrible.
To lose her to the black tongue.
The black tongue.
It was
and
terrible.
Then the Kraken comes after her.
Yeah.
A moment were you wondering if maybe she had been hiding from you the fact that she has to go shave her tongue?
Yeah, exactly.
She does have this disease.
Honey, now that we're married, there's something I need to tell you. It'll be great. You can help me braid it later. Sorry, too far?
It saves on dental floss.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I miss the line so many times. But, yeah, so we were freaked out, but it ended up being all right. And it did go away, like, the next morning it was gone.
Well, that's good.
But then we go to, we go to bed, I think it was the next night or something like that. That was all long and over, and we were just ready to enjoy our honeymoon. And we were staying in a really nice hotel because my dad hooked us up and we're sleeping and it's like 4 a.m. and this shrill, shrill, piercing, annoying noise wakes us up. This is like beeping noise. And there's a light flashing in our room, mm-hmm. and the fire alarm had gone off in the hotel, the entire hotel. And, you know, so I was in a deep sleep. So I woke up ready to fight somebody. and I'm not a fighter. Like, I'm not even somebody that could beat anyone up, probably. But I hopped out of bed with my fists up, ready to go. And it's like, I'm gonna fight this fire alarm. And so I ended up, like, I think I stood up, like, in my, you know, still sleepy days. I stood up and, like, tried to turn it off or something, like, at the light. But it's just one of those, you know, just a light there with a speaker in it. There's nothing I could do. So I go back out in the hallway, you know, and it's all loud out there too. And call the office. Finally, I'm yelling over it. Is that, you know, what's going on? And some idiot kid had pulled the thing in there. Huh. And so that was a more obnoxious than funny thing that happened on our honeymoon. But the next morning we had to go to SeaWorld, which we got to go to SeaWorld. It was exciting. First of all, it was hilarious. My wife was like a child in SeaWorld. It was so funny. She's like, dolphins! They're all sick, though. What's going on?
Is that one taking drugs?
Yeah. Mikey, honey, I see dolphins.
I see dolphins. This is the bad dolphin neighborhood. But on the way there, we took a cab. Because from our hotel to SeaWorld was a long way. We took a cab. And we hail this cab or whatever, and he's a really nice guy. He's really cool. And, you know, we tell him he's all interested, acts like he's interested. You know, he wants a tip, but he acts like he's interested in what we're doing there and stuff. And so we're like halfway to SeaWorld, and I look at Melinda, and I'm like, what do you usually tip a cab driver? And, you know, I'm whispering because he's right there. He can hear us. I'm like, what do you usually tip a cab driver? And she's like, I don't know. And neither one of us had ever been in a cab before. We live in a small town where you don't get in the cabs here. So we're like, we're trying to figure it out. I'm like, honey, what do we do? Is it a percentage? Is it like a meal? Is it like 15% if it's okay, if it's pretty good, and then 20 if it's great, or what, you know, what do you do? And, so I call my dad in the back seat of the cab. Well, not, he wasn't back there. I was back there. And, I'm like, Dad, I'm trying to whisper, what, son? Dad, what? You know, Dad, I'm in a cab, and I don't, what do you tip a cab driver? You know, and so I'm in the back seat trying to whisper, and the guy up front is this Hispanic dude, and he kind of couldn't understand that I was on the phone, probably because I was trying to hide it from him. So when I'd say something that he'd hear, he'd be like, yes, you know what? I'm like, oh, no, it's fine, never mind, you know. So I had to call about a tip for the guy sitting in the front seat when I was right behind him.
Nice.
That was just embarrassing. It was terrible. And so I did it though. And he actually was a great cab driver. We actually got his card so we could have him specifically come pick us up and take us back to the hotel. Because I was like, well, he like gave us our card, like, here, do it. Cause you know, you're great. So obviously the tip was good enough.
Yeah. He's like, man, these
maybe
people,
my dad shot a little high.
These
I don't know.
People deep. Better than anyone else I have had before.
Yeah, I know, he's Russian, and he's another Russian Mexican
in the KGB. Yeah, so it was embarrassing to have to do that, and I had to valet park my minivan once too. That was
nice.
And that was just this last summer, but that's embarrassing too. But you know, those kind of things, I'm just, you know, I don't live in a town where that stuff happens very often. You know, the nice, you know, I don't know what the term is, but the nice, well-to-do people going around and having things done for them and people driving them around. And it doesn't happen to us here. So
I'm still trying to imagine what it would be like to drop off a minivan at a valet. Like,
yeah.
Don't touch the outside. I just had it waxed.
Right. Exactly. Those Cheerios in the car seat in the back seat were saving them. So I know you have hungry children, but you can't feed them to them. Feed those to them. I'm counting them. I know how many are back there. But yeah, it's embarrassing. And there's nothing worse than trying to decide how much money you're going to give somebody while they're in earshot of you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, having to talk to somebody about it. Just like, Dad, what do I pay this cab driver? But he didn't seem to mind. It was cool. I don't even remember what it. I still don't remember. If I got another cab, I'd have to call my dad because I don't remember now what it was that we gave him or supposed to. So. But anyway, that was my fun honeymoon stories. I guess there's plenty, but that was the best of the best, I guess. But, you know, it's a it's funny how many things go wrong on something that's supposed to be so, like, you know, amazing and magical, and it's still just life, you know. Things still just happen like usual. You're just somewhere else and they're happening to you there. So
sometimes fun. More so from all the stories I hear.
Yeah, totally. But you know, that's part of it, I guess.
Yeah, I no doubt have plenty of funny stories from my honeymoon over the last couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I've just gotten back from my honeymoon, but I'm not ready to tell them yet because
saving them.
I'm still sore.
They're
from
still catching up
one
with
of
you.
Those things. Yeah, I'm still kind of processing it a little bit. And the doctor said I shouldn't really relive some of those memories yet. And Jenny can't stop laughing about one of them. She's in the other room right now and just laughing continually. Just
hysterically.
Yeah, for about the last hour. It's kind of scaring me.
No, of course not. I'm not married.
As we lie, because we're in the future.
Yeah, and I'm not telling anyone yet where I'm going on my honeymoon.
Or are we in the past? I guess we're in the past. This is her in the future.
We're in the past.
Yes.
I don't know.
We're talking to the future. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
It's like reading. I always find it odd when I read books that say.
I always find it odd when you read books.
Just last week, such and such happened in the book. And the book was published. You know, who knows when it was published or when he wrote that chapter. It's like, why say last week or why say tomorrow or stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honeymoons. Well, I don't have really stories to share yet, but I know I will.
Yeah, honeymoons. I've been on so many, and I'm just tired of them.
They're overrated.
If I could find a way to make a living honeymooning,
yeah,
I would totally. I would probably love that.
He means all with you, Jenny.
Yes.
See, here I am, just saving your marriage. Not with you, Michael. Over again.
I don't want a honeymoon with you, Mike.
We'll go to San Antonio.
To CVS.
And I'll let my hair grow on my tongue again. No shave November.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Hair gross. On the tongue. Hair on the tongue. On the tongue. Kissing like a... What is that?
You went there.
It gives a whole new meaning to our friend John Steinklauber's nickname, Tiger Tongue.
Tiger Tongue.
That's good. Well, Saskatchewan Tongue.
What?
What's the name for Bigfoot?
Sasquatch.
Sasquatch Tongue, yeah.
Sasquatch Tongue.
You were very close to insulting a whole region of people.
Or maybe just a bottle of sauce.
Like maybe
marinade. Szechuan.
You were gonna say Szechuan.
Or yeah, whatever. Oh boy.
Or Saskatchewan.
Oh, great. Great story.
Thanks. Good times. I want to do another honeymoon. It's been 4 years, it's time.
Yeah. You used to have one every 4 years. It's kinda like electing presidents. You know, you need to take a vote and change it every now and then.
Change and what? The honeymoon or
keep the wife?
The wife. Sometimes you need a new one every 4 years.
Depends on the warranty. You know, is it prorated or is it going to cost more to get it replaced than to get a new one? Kind of thing.
Right. Yeah.
Really.
Jenny and I, at the time of this recording, we're still planning our wedding and order of ceremony and stuff, and we're talking about all these different things that we could do in the ceremony or stuff that might happen, just funny things. It's going to be an outdoor wedding, or it was an outdoor wedding.
Is she the type that like has had her wedding planned out her whole life and she's just basically doing what she's always wanted to do?
Actually, no.
That's how Mon Linda was too. She didn't even care. She's like, I just want to be married. The wedding's for my family. I don't even care about the wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. Jenny and I have even talked about maybe we should just elope.
We had the same conversations.
Yeah, because it's like all this hassle and invitations went out late, but Yeah. Almost no one I'm inviting is coming to the wedding anyway because it's out of town.
You need go to wedding. Go to
a lot of big sponsor.
A lot of people have asked if I'd be live streaming the wedding. And yeah. Even Jenny recently asked me, like, no, again, this is before the wedding took place. Jenny asked me, should we stream our wedding live on the internet?
Like, I know somebody who's doing that. They're doing that.
Yeah, a mutual friend of ours also did it. And I watched it via Ustream, and she watched it also. Jenny watched it via Ustream, like, and we were at separate locations.
The bride.
Yeah, the bride and group.
They watched it.
You may now tweet your bride.
She changes her Twitter handle to.
I guess it'd need to be something name. A little more private. It'd be like, you may now direct message your bride.
Oh, gosh.
You may now emoticon kiss your bride.
Yep, colon asterisk.
I hate those.
We send them back and forth. Not you and I. Not,
yeah, we do. Don't lie.
Not Jeremy and I either.
Although, what is this? Although we do DM each other.
One of my business clients through djosofdesign.com.
You do that with one of your business clients?
No, texts me sometimes. And I've had a really crappy web hosting provider for a little while. And while I had this provider, this client of mine would text me. Because I give people my phone number so they can contact me when, and that's what brings people to me as customers, is I give them my phone number. But
nice.
So if you want to get my phone number, then, well, pay me, you know, $10,000 for a project or something. But no. So this guy would sometimes text me when he had a question with his website or something wasn't working right. And it would often be in the middle of a text conversation with Jenny. And a couple times I've had to catch myself and delete the kiss character or the asterisk, the colon asterisk from a text to someone else. Yeah.
Yeah. My wife's accidentally tweeted our bank account information, not like numbers. But like balance to tell me like how much money we got in the bank or something. And she'll like reply to 40404, the Twitter thing, over text instead of sending it to me.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm like, honey, that's Twitter. Everyone that follows you now knows how much money we have in the bank.
Actually, awesome. There was this really popular but kind of stupid kid once that tweeted his... Oh, wait, that's Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Who is apparently
Bieber update?
Your favorite person to talk about today.
Actually, you mentioned that in a recent episode of. You have a whole segment about Justin Bieber.
Yeah, we just started it recently. I started following him on Twitter. Don't ask me why.
I was just gonna ask you. How could you?
Our show's about teen culture, and he's like right in the thick of it. So I was like, well, we'll call it research. But yeah, it's really funny because most of his tweets are retweets of fans telling them how much they love him and how much he makes them cry when he sings and stuff like that.
He should read the stuff about Twitter and realize that he's doing it wrong.
Yeah.
You're supposed to retweet things about yourself.
Pretty funny. Well,
yeah, that's...
He does. He's got more followers than me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's from your podcast, Too Much Information, which is tmipodcast.com, where you can look it up in iTunes. Actually, don't look it up in iTunes.
Yeah, I tried to look at it.
Look up iTunes. Too Much Information podcast in iTunes, not TMI podcast. That TMI show hasn't done a show since like October of 2009.
Things. They were all marked explicit. Yeah. It was a little scary.
Yeah, I just assumed the first one that was marked clean would be yours, and hey, sure enough, it was. After all of these explicit.
Mine's the clean one. But if you search Too Much Information podcast in iTunes, it comes up first thing. It's the first one.
Ah.
Awesome. So, and where can people follow you on Twitter?
It's twitter.com/TMIcast. Okay. And on Facebook, it's Too Much Information podcast.
Okay.
We don't do...
a lot on Facebook, but we're there.
And did you have a personal Twitter account that you wanted to share? Or
yeah, you can follow me at K Michael Prince.
What does the
letter K, Michael Prince?
What does the K stand for?
My first name.
One of my
it's Carrie, K-A-R-Y. But that's my dad's name, not mine. So
Carry
I
on.
Just took it from him. Carry on.
yeah, so, one of my yeah. music professors' names was M, or his first initial was M, and he would never tell anyone. And I tried to sneak him into telling it. I tried all sorts of clever ways, and he never told me. And the few people that knew it would die before they would tell me. I guess it's that terrible nice. Of a name.
Wow.
Jeremy.
Yeah, I don't have it that bad. Oh.
Jeremy, where can people follow you on Twitter?
Twitter.com/Phlegon, Phlegon.
And you have to spell it with that kind of accent. Too.
Apparently, I spell it with a different accent at different times.
Yeah, because you're tweeting in the
like
fourth person.
Perhaps 4 weeks ago and then again tonight.
Yeah. Huh. This confusing time warped madness that's kind of just like Lost and other shows.
Yeah.
Oh, but it has been a lot of fun. And Mike. Thank you very much yes. for coming on.
Yes, thank you.
Well, thanks for having me. It was really fun. I'm not just saying that.
Oh, okay. That's good. Yeah. It was good to have you. Good to meet you.
It was nice to meet you guys, too. Good time.
Yeah, and we'll certainly have more stories to share along in the future. So everyone, check it out, tmipodcast.com and all of his other links. And you can follow me on twitter.com/TheRamenNoodle. Check out our other podcasts on the Noodle Mix Network at noodle.mx. Jeremy, any closing thoughts?
Nope.
Good. I love you for not having closing thoughts like that. Next time life makes you feel like an amateur, remember, keep laughing, because you are not the only one. Thanks for listening.
I am so lonely. I have nobody for my own.
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.
I need a new theme song.